It is time for us to take a look at sports as I readjust my microphone. I know it's kind of like coughing without covering your mouth, but at least I don't spread germs when I readjust the microphone. All right, in sports, we'll look at some of the action that was held last night involving our local, well, when I say local, our teams, professional teams that were in action last night. And in the NBA, none of our local teams were in action. The Nuggets defeated the Thunder 119-101, and the Jazz over the Pelicans 118-102. Now, coming up today, the Nets are taking on the Cavaliers at 7 p.m. The Celtics take on the 76ers at 7 p.m. as well. Let's see if we have the Knicks playing at all tonight. I don't see the Knicks on the schedule for tonight at all. All right, so we're done with that, so let's move on to hockey. And the up-and-down season continues early on for the Rangers. The Devils beat the Rangers last night 4-3. Any other local teams in action last night that I'm looking at? Let's see. I don't think so. Nope. Coming up today, locally, we'll have none of our local teams in action. What about tomorrow? The Devils take on the Islanders in hockey, and the Flyers take on the Bruins. So that is a quick look at that type of sports, all right? All right. We'll just move on here and take a look at some other stories we're following for you. This is an interesting story. Deion Sanders, you see him now in the Subway commercials. I think it's kind of cool, where he intercepts the pizza delivery, and where he's also riding in a limousine, getting a foot-long sub. Deion Sanders posted a video on his Instagram page after someone broke into his truck and stole a boombox on Monday night. He got it back. Okay. He got it back. I guess when you're that famous and you put that out there, people end up feeling pretty bad. What else do we have here? In sports, geez, you know, there's not really that much to talk about except for the death of Don Sutton, the Hall of Fame pitcher who became a broadcaster, passed away on Tuesday yesterday at the age of 75. So our condolences to the Sutton family. I remember seeing him pitch, just had a real easy delivery and motion about him. So... Now, in some hockey news, and I didn't realize that the NHL was doing this, so this story came as a surprise to me. I didn't really follow National Hockey League that much. But they started off the season microchipping pucks. The first 44 games have been played with that, okay? And what happened was they pulled the plug on it. They're temporarily ditching the microchip pucks 6 days in. Concerns have been raised about their performance. The games from Tuesday night would be played with pucks made from last season. A review has showed the first supply of pucks used for tracking weren't finished the same way as those from the playoffs when player and puck tracking made its debut in the conference final. So, you know, it's funny. We talk about Major League Baseball, and how it appears that they fool around with the baseball and made it juicier for hitters to hit. That's why there's so many home runs and everybody swings for the fences. They claim no, but at least the NHL is going into this and saying, you know, let's see if we can get this back the way we had it so it doesn't affect the actual play of the game. So they're temporarily suspending it. They're going to see if they can get the puck made like it was last year, like in the playoffs last year, which was actually this year. No, it all worked out perfect. But this year the puck is not performing as it was supposed to. So out with the new and in with the old for this year anyway.